Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your glory. Thank you for your love over our lives. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. You are good. You are kind. You are more than what people say. Father, we honor you. We bow before you. We love you, Lord, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your love, O Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We honor you. We thank you for your name. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessings upon us. Thank you for favor all around. We honor you, Lord. And Father, this morning, we ask, O Lord, that your hand of blessing will be upon our lives as we go out today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Today is Wednesday, the 13th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Honor him, for he is God and he will never change. And I want you to stand upon his word and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that I am not trapped in the darkness of this day. In the name of Jesus, all darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. The Lord will arise upon me and his glory will be seen upon me. I declare that I bring forth the glory of the Lord. I show forth the glory of the Lord. I shine forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord establish me in his goodness. The Lord establish me in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every negative expressions in this day. In the name of Jesus, expressions of evil, manifestations of evil, you are canceled in the name of Jesus. I cancel today every evil pattern that is designed into this day. You are canceled in the name of Jesus. I raise the banner of the Lord Jesus over you this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. I declare that no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, oh, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I declare by the word of the Lord that the blood of Jesus shield me from any form of evil that is programmed into this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare all that is in you this day work together in my favor. All that is in you this day work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day every expression of infirmity in you is canceled. In the name of Jesus, the arrow of the enemy will not touch me, for I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare this day that the Lord will provide for all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, I am not limited in my supply, for the hand of the Lord has opened unto me doors of blessing. He has said in his word that he is the Lord my God that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this day in the name of Jesus. The Lord my God is the one that teaches my hand to war. Oh, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arm. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord flows in my life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise and have mercy upon me, for this is my set time to be favored. I am favored of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord enlarge the path underneath my feet so that my feet will not trip. In the name of Jesus, the Lord pour out his blessing upon me, upon my steps. In the name of Jesus, any form of weapon that is prepared into this day against me is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Every evil word of condemnation that is spoken ahead into this day, I condemn you, I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, oh, I have come in the volume of books that is written concerning me to do the will of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that I walk in alignment with the word of the Lord. I walk in alignment with the blessings of the Lord. I walk in alignment with the will of God for my life this day. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord will follow me all the days of my life. I declare that I will stand in the house of the Lord. I will stand in the presence of the Lord. I will carry the presence of the Lord all through my days in the name of Jesus. I declare this day, the Lord stretch out his hand of blessing upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord command his blessing upon me, upon my storehouses in the name of Jesus. I am blessed in all that I do in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. The Lord remove hard labor out of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that this day, my blessing, my portion, no man will take. My blessing, no man will steal. I am established in glorious things. I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want us to quickly pray on the prayer request that we have received. Father, we thank you for the brethren we have been praying for. We thank you for your mercy over them. And Lord, we stand upon your word and we declare that their healing is perfected in the name of Jesus. Father, today we declare wherever they are that strength is given unto them in the name of Jesus. I stretch forth the hand of the Lord Jesus upon you wherever you are. Rise up and begin to walk in the name of Jesus. The Lord lays hand upon you, upon your head, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Whatever it is that is there that is not functioning well, they are restored back to life in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is in your body that has stopped walking, that is dead, the life that is in the word of the Lord enter into you today and you come back to life. The word of God says he sent his word unto them and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I send the word of Christ to your life. I say you are healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord heal you today. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus, the name by which every name shall bow, whatever it is that is in your life that is no longer alive, in the name of Jesus, they come back to life. Your bones, your blood, your cells, all that is in your body that makes you human, I declare that they come back to life in the name of Jesus. Your sight is restored, your strength is restored, your bones are restored in the name of Jesus. Sickness has no place in your life anymore. By the blood of Jesus, I cancel every language of infirmity in your life in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, like I told us yesterday, that if the Lord will permit us, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Yesterday, we read from the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to verse 3. The scripture says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." It said, "Behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you." I said this yesterday, that even in the deepest darkness that is being experienced in this season, the light of God will shine upon you. The glory of the Lord will arise upon your life, because right in you, you carry a life that transmits light. Right in you, the life of Christ that is in you transmits life. The life of Christ in you transmits light into the darkness that is around you. We read the book of John chapter 1 verse 4. "The light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it." The word cannot put out the light that is in you, because the light is as a result of the life of Christ that is in you. I told you yesterday that darkness cannot comprehend it. The light of Christ in you, darkness cannot comprehend it. They cannot put it off. It is not a light that you will blow out. It is not a light that they will put out, because it's a light that radiates out of your life, out of you, because of the life of Christ that you have possessed, because the light is from the life that is in you. His life in you produces light that the darkness of this season cannot overcome. John chapter 1 verse 4, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." In him was life. The word of God in Jesus is the life. In the word is life. And the life that is in you is life that is in you is the one that produces the light that you carry about. And it cannot be put out. And that is why our Lord Jesus says that we are the light of the world, that a city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden. We said so many things about the light of God upon our life yesterday. Today, by the grace of God, we are still going to read from that book of John. Yesterday, we read from the book of Isaiah. We are keeping the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3, because as the Lord would permit us, we will be praying from that Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 to 3. And I want you to add this to the scripture passage for today. John chapter 1, we are going to read from verse 1 to verse 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, because it is the light of God. Beloved, I want you to understand something this morning as you go out as an agent of light. Understand that what came into existence through the Word is life, and the life was the light to live by. This life became a light for us to live our daily life. Now this life light, if you look at the Message version, John chapter 1, you read from verse 1 to especially verse 4. He calls it the life light, a life that is a light. The life light dazzled out of darkness. This life light now dazzled out of darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. Darkness cannot put out your light, because it's a light that comes out of a life that is produced by the Word, a life that is the life of Christ. Darkness cannot put out your light. The life of Christ in you is the source of your light. Your light blazes out, shines out. No darkness can quench your life. The pass of darkness cannot overcome your life, because the light that is in you dazzled, shine forth out of darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Psalm 36 verse 9, for with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. For with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light. It's life that is in us, opens our eyes to a blazing light, because we behold Him. Psalm 34 verse 5, they looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed, because we behold Jesus Christ. His life is in us. He released His breath upon us. His life is in us. We are not ashamed. We are not darkened. We carry the light of God, for we behold Him. Our life is open unto Him. Beloved, understand this. Hold this in your hand as you go out today. The light that you have cannot be put out. The light is a product of the most precious life, the life of Jesus Christ. Is the life given unto you, the life that has been given unto us by the blood. This life that we are talking about is given unto us by the blood, and this blood is alive forevermore. This blood that we are talking about is the blood of Jesus. You cannot put out the power, the life that is transmitted through the blood of Jesus. Your light cannot be quenched. Your light cannot be put out, because it's a product of the life of Christ. I want to round up this morning with this, beloved, and I want you to understand this, that as you have the life of God in you, the breath of the Almighty is on your spirit, your light will never go out, because your light is from the life of Christ. So as you go out today, you are going into a world that is full of darkness. The Bible says, for our war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against spiritual wickedness in high places. As you go into the world where there is darkness, understand that the life of Christ is in you. The light that you carry, the scripture says, the life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness could not put it out. Your light will not be put out in the name of Jesus. As you go out today, the light of God shines upon you in the name of Jesus. As you retain the life of Christ in you, your light will not go out in the name of Jesus. As you go out today, you shine forth you show forth and you bring forth the glory of the Lord. For the light of God is risen upon you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You will not walk in darkness in the name of Jesus. The life of God enters into you, brings you back to life, and brings the light of God around you in the name of Jesus. You will not dwell in the seat of darkness. You are not seated in darkness. Your seat is not in hell, in the place of darkness, but you are seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the light of God shine upon you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, let me tell you this, that the only way by which this light that I've been talking about since yesterday and that you have been hearing about even in your different churches from different places, the only way you can have this light is the life of Christ is in you. And how do you have the life of Christ in you? That is when you hand your life over completely to the Lord Jesus. Whosoever is in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things will become new, because the life that you have is a brand new life, a life that is given to you by the breath of Christ, and is a life that carries light. Enjoy the leading and direction of the Holy Spirit. So, beloved, give your life to Him today. And if you have, you have not surrendered it completely, give it up unto Him totally and let Him be your Lord and your Savior. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me quickly make this announcement for us again. I want to remind you of the program we are having on the 28th of August, Thursday, the last Thursday in the month of August, 28th of August 2025. We are going to be having a special program by the grace of God. The program is going to be held at Oluwadamilare Garden. The center is right beside Open University along Sango Eleyele Road, almost before you get to Wahek Junction, Sango Poli Eleyele Road. That is where we are going to be having the program at exactly 12 noon. We are going to come together and we are going to seek the face of God. We are going to pray. We are going to worship the Lord. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. I want to encourage you to join us to be a part of this program. Wherever you are around the city of Ibadan, it's a program that is worth attending. Come with expectation. Come to see the light of Christ, to receive the life of Christ, to receive from the Lord Jesus. I say it again, it's going to be on the last Thursday of the month, 28th of August this year, 2025, at exactly 12 noon. The flyers are out. The flyers is out already. It's out there on all platforms, on our Facebook, it's on the TikTok, it's on the YouTube. Share it around so that people will know about it. Pray, plan, prepare to be part of the program. We covet your prayers and support for the program. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. And as well, I want to remind you that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself. Let the light that is in you, let it be a pointer for others to come to the kingdom. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.